If you're good at what you do, if you can get people results, you should get paid well.
Truer words than that have never been said. And I know each and every one of us, you, me, fall into this bucket. I bet that you are excellent at what you do, and I know you get people results. And so perhaps you're thinking, well, why aren't I getting paid more? Because I can probably tell you, probably because of some of the sales activities and conversations that we're having. I know that this is something I definitely struggle with personally. So I was really excited to be speaking to Sean Quintero, who is an absolute sales maestro. Yes, I said maestro, and I'm standing behind it. And this is definitely the episode you're going to want to be taking notes on, because the very tangible hacks Sean gives us is invaluable to get you making that bank. In fact, he's going to cover the 5 steps to filling your calendar with sales calls and converting them into your dream buyers with ease. My name is Deidre Shen, CEO and co-founder of Capshow, the fastest way to repurpose and market your expert content. And this is the Grow My Podcast Show. When I first came across Sean, it was actually through an AI summit. Funnily enough, I was intrigued by his topic because I had a feeling that I was maybe going to disagree with his stance on how to use AI. And I did. He said something in his session that he was going to launch a fully AI-powered podcast, everything from scripting to voicing to editing, everything. And I think you know by now the stance I have on that scripting and voicing is something that you, as the creator, as the expert, need to hold on to, because that is what builds your connection with your audience. And I've really come to respect and think of Sean as an amazing friend, because once we connected and we talked, he actually admitted that after hearing my views on that in my session, that he scrapped the idea completely. And I have a ton of respect for someone who can admit something like that. And once we became friends and we talked even more, I knew he had to not only join a Capshowian mastermind, but also be on this podcast, because he is one of the best sales coaches that I know. He has been able to show people how to land anywhere from 5,000 to 10,000 clients to 100,000, 250,000 corporate contracts. In fact, he himself has just recently landed a 7-figure contract. So we're not kidding when we say he is a high-ticket sales coach. And just wait until you hear his hacks for you today. You are going to be blown away. In fact, you know what? Why don't we just get straight into it? Here are the top 5 actions you can take today to start to fill your sales pipeline and convert that pipeline into your dream buyers.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you something real quick that's very actionable, and then we're going to dive deep into the actual sales to order process. I call this the high profit referral. For those of you who are looking for a client like today, a lot of people come to me and they're like, Sean, I haven't landed any clients. And so I'm like, okay, here's what you do. This is literally what I do once a quarter to fill up my clientele. It's called the high profit referral. And here's essentially what you do. You're going to make 4 lists. The first list is 10 of your most recent purchases. These are your newest customers. And you're just going to write their names down. You can go to like Stripe or PayPal or whatever your transaction processor is and just like pull a data from this. The second list is going to be the 10 people who have given you the most compelling testimonials, no matter what they've paid, right? Just the most compelling testimony. Sometimes I've had people give me testimonials for my free stuff, right? And they're like, oh my God, I'm doing it. It's amazing. So just your 10 most compelling testimonials. The third is going to be the 10 of the 10 most profitable clients. So you can go to Stripe, and I recommend you do this at least once a month and take a look. Who has given you the most amount of money this month, right? Take a look at just your lifetime. Who are the 10 most profitable clients you have? These 3 buckets alone, you are literally, if you have not had a conversation with these 30 people, you are leaving money on the table. Here's why. People who have given you money in the past, whether they're new clients or they're your most profitable clients, want to give you more money. They're the easiest people to land this client because they've already worked with you. And so having a conversation with them is going to increase. And I'll show you what to do after you've made this list. The people who have given you compelling testimonials, they likely want to keep working with you. They want more testimonials. They want more results. Now, maybe you're like, Sean, I haven't worked with that many people. I'm just getting started, or I don't have that many people who have purchased from me. That's what the 4th bucket is for. And that's people you want to work with. People you've met, maybe it's people you've interviewed in your podcast, maybe it's people you've met online. Hey, people you want to work with, 10 people you want to work. write down those names. And what you're going to do is you're going to interview them. Okay. You're going to interview them. Actually, what you're going to do is you're going to send them an impact thank you with a special gift first. Here's what this means. Okay. Here's what this looks like. It's Deidre. Oh my gosh. I have to say thank you. I am like, Capsho has changed everything about my visibility and my podcast. And the fact that you are alive, the fact that you show up the way that you do, the fact that you're so positive. I mean, how many of you in here, whenever you connect with Deidre, you're like on cloud nine. You're like 10 times more positive and have like such optimism just because of Deidre. She's amazing. And so thank you. Right? Just send an impact thank you.
Okay. So if you heard that coming your way, what would you do? How would you react? What Sean says next gives that away.
Notice Deidre's big, massive smile right now. That's the reaction we want to create with this list. That's what we want. We just want to give a thank you. And the special gift. So here's an example of what this sounds like. Hey, Joey, I'm looking out my windows, thinking about the work we did as I prepare for a big event, and I'm in awe of how far you've come, right? This is for an example of somebody I've worked with in the past. Most companies and brands think of their customers as just another number, but I really do appreciate you for trusting in my company to work with you. I really appreciate you as a client. I'm reminded of something you mentioned in one of our sessions, right? I remember that you mentioned you really wanted to scale your visibility. And I wanted to remind you that you are incredibly brave to pursue such a great purpose. Oops, I just had to take a moment to say thank you. And I would love to update. I would love an update on the work you've been doing, right? That's an impact. Thank you. If you ever want someone to respond to you, there are 7 words you can send them that will almost create an immediate response, right? It's, hey, Kim. Those are the 7 words. It's just, hey, Kim, I just wanted to say thank you. And leave it at that. What's Kim gonna do? She's gonna say, oh, why? What did I do? She's gonna respond. And now I'm in conversation. Here's what I want you to do right now. Take out your phone, go to anybody you've met online that has made a positive impact on you. Somebody you admired, anything. Maybe it's a family member, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's another podcaster. And test this right now. Say, hey, I just wanted to say thank you. And then leave it at that. Every Friday, I have something called my gratitude hour. And all I do is I send for an hour, I send thank you messages to people I'm thankful for. If you create gratitude, guess what? There creates reciprocity. And these are genuine thank yous. Just send the 7 word thank you, 7 word impact message.
Okay, did you do it? I hope so. If you need to, pause this and go and send someone special that impact thank you message. And I know that's nice and all, and it gives us some warm fuzzies, which is always good. But how is that leading to a sales call?
When you create these impact thank yous, what you're going to do is you're going to send this type of message, and you're also going to include a profitable PS. Now, I always include a PS with these messages, not the message you just sent. That's just to spread some gratitude, but these impact thank yous. PS, as a thank you for being such an incredible client, I wanted to gift you a complimentary strategic coaching call. I typically charge $497, but for one of my favorite clients, it's free for you if we do it in the next 2 weeks. We can cover XYZ in our session. How's that, Sam? I guarantee if you send 30 of these messages out to those 30 people, or 40 if you include that last 10, send the impact thank you with the special gift of a strategic consultation, about 10 to 20% will respond. So that's 3 to 4 people who will respond, get on a call with you. That's on the low end. I've seen as high as 50 to 60% respond. That's 15 to 20 people responding, getting in a consultation call with you where you can then make an offer, right? You conduct the coaching session or the consultation, right? You do the strategic call. And oftentimes in that call, you'll uncover something you can help them with even further, right? That's where you make an offer. Or if you don't, you ask for a referral. Now, what I'm going to share with you right now is the ultimate referral script. So after the consultation, I've had a consultation with Kim, right? We've had a call and there's nothing I can help Kim with. So what I'm going to do now is say this. Well, Kim, thank you so much for this call. I'm looking for some help. Is it okay if I ask for some help? Kim says, yes. Awesome. Well, I know you've always been someone I can trust. I've been up to something new and exciting. I'm actually in the process of finding just one more client help you know, get more visible, put their podcast out, whatever it is you do with them. And then you describe your dream client. For the last month, I've been looking for an ambitious woman entrepreneur, high achiever, running a successful business, but is having a hard time getting out of the weeds of everything. She's stressed out of her mind, wearing every hat imaginable, and really wishes she had more time to do work she actually enjoys. She really values teamwork, collaboration, and enthusiasm. And then give a call to action. I'm excited because I've been giving people free 30, 45 minute, 2 hour, however long your sessions are, free 45 minute strategy coaching sessions just like this while I search for her, and I know I'm on the verge of finding her. Do you know anyone who would benefit from a free 45 minute conversation with me? Now, here's what's going to happen. After you say this, they're going to say, that's me, actually. We didn't talk about it, but I'm looking for help with this. And you're like, oh, why didn't we talk about it? Let's go ahead and talk about that. Or they're saying, you know what? That sounds like my friend, Susie. Or I don't, but I'll keep my ears out. That's really exciting for you. I had a client, Steve, use this script on every friend and family member he could get a hold of, led to 10 prospects, 2 clients. Maybe you're like, I don't want to talk to friends or family. Rachel sent this to her email list of 1,200, just this referral script, and filled an entire week full of conversations. She made over $10,000 in 5 days. We did a challenge. And then Jennifer used the script at a networking meeting. She landed one conversation with a super connector who referred her to someone else who became her first $3,000 a month client, ended up being a $30,000 client because she continued working for 10 months.
Okay. Now, how jam-packed with value was that? Are you noticing how simple this gets to be? It's genius. So let me quickly recap on the 4 steps of the high profit referral system. 1, make your list of 40 people. 2, send impact thank you messages with that PS message offering a consultation call. 3, conduct that consultation call. And 4, ask for a referral. And perhaps you're wondering, can this translate to our podcasts? We are all currently podcasting and we have listeners. Is there a way that we can use the high profit referral system to get our listeners into our sales process? And I know you're wondering this because I was wondering it too. And I did ask Sean the question and his answer. Well, I've included that as a bonus clip for this episode. So if you want to know how to translate his process of getting calls booked to your podcast, then head over to the exclusive bonus content in the show notes and get it now. Because we're going to turn our attention to the second, and I would call this the 5th step. And it is the second incredibly important part to get right, which is talking to the right audience.
One thing that I've noticed a lot is people communicating to the wrong audience. How many of you have realized or even made pivots in the past because you're like, oh, I'm kind of building the wrong audience. These aren't my clients. Or you've like built this podcast and then you realize, well, I actually can't monetize from this podcast in the way that I want to because it's not the right listeners. So what I want to do is, as a high ticket coach, I always believe in attracting high ticket buyers. And here's why. When you speak to 7-8 figure earners, or when you speak to the successful people in your audience, whether that's 6 or 7 figure earners, you're going to attract everyone. If you only speak to the people who are just getting started, you're only going to attract them and you're going to miss out on everybody else who's already successful. It is much easier to take an existing success and expand it than to get someone started on success. And the way that I describe this is a kind of a mountain. If you're looking up at the mountain and you're at the very bottom and it's a big mountain and it's a hike and somebody said, let's go on this hike. At the very beginning, you're questioning a lot of decisions in your life. At least I do. Like, how did I end up here? This is a massive mountain. I don't know if I can climb this. Should I actually do this? I'm kind of hungry. Maybe we could have breakfast first. There's so many things holding me back, holding you back from starting to climb the mountain. But when you're in the middle of the mountain and you're looking at the peak, you're already on the path. Nobody has to convince you to get on the mountain because you're already there. There's no convincing happening. Oftentimes, your feet are hurting. And if somebody came to you and said, hey, I have a way for you to get to the peak of the mountain and it's a faster route, want to come? You'd be like, heck yeah, let's do it. It's an easy yes to buy something that gets you to the mountain faster if you're already on the mountain than if you're just getting started. So we want to speak to people who are already on the mountain. How do we do that? First thing is to recognize there's a difference between struggle language and success language. Okay, struggle language will attract clients who struggle to pay. It creates shame, guilt, and even a drive to hide. How many of you have said, I know I have, do you struggle to do X, Y, and Z? Are you struggling to X, Y, and Z, right? Maybe it's in a post or in a verbal podcast. What happens is that nobody wants to admit they're struggling. Most people don't want to admit they're struggling. Success language, though, attracts clients who are excited to pay. It creates pride, satisfaction, and drive to be seen. I'll give you an example. If I said, who here sucks at being a pairing? Nobody is going to raise their hand, even if you really believe, like deep down inside, you're not doing a good job. Even if you believe that and you're like, man, I want to get better, you're not going to raise your hand. But if I said, who here is a badass parent that wants to build, wants to continue building a phenomenal relationship with their kids? Well, I'm going to raise two hands and both feet. I think I'm a great parent and I want to be an even better parent. And so you want to speak to the success they're already experiencing as opposed to the struggle. Here's why. Even if you're struggling, you're going to be attracted to the success. So again, you attract everyone when you speak to success. You only attract the bottom if you're only speaking to struggle, right? Do you struggle to love your kids? Nobody's going to raise their hands. Are you committed to creating a deeply loving and connected relationship with your kids? Heck yeah. So you want to make sure that you're using success language. What I want you to do after this, go to like put an asterisk and make a little note, is go listen to the last three podcasts that you had and ask yourself, am I speaking to success here or am I speaking to struggle here? Am I speaking to goals or am I speaking to pain? A lot of marketers will tell you push on that pain button, but when you're a professional, you tap on the pain. You don't agitate and push it and make it worse. And so there's an ethical way to identify if somebody has a problem or has a pain. If you go to the dentist, they're tapping on your tooth. They're not like beating your tooth and making it worse, right? They're just tapping it. So you can identify, here's the pain points, but you want to speak to the success.
This one gave me a big epiphany. Who else here gets told all the time to focus on the pain, on the problems, and really bring that to life in your sales conversations? I know I've been told that again and again. And this is such a great and different way to look at it. How can you just tweak that messaging a little bit to lift it from the pain to where it is your audience wants to level up to? Okay, and now we're going to get into the three very specific distinctions we need to be making to ensure that we're talking to the right people, the ones who are actually going to buy from you and who you can get results for. So what's the first?
Creating versus scale. I talked about this already, right? You don't want to speak to people at the bottom of the mountain. You honest, the reason why is they're asking a lot of questions. Should I do this? Can I do this? Is it worth it? Will I even succeed? There's a lot of mental mindset challenges that happen here. You know, what's the silver bullet? A lot of people at the very beginning are looking for silver bullets. How many of you have had clients? I know I have, who are like, I'm hiring you. And they think simply hiring you, like the purchase, is the solution. And they're like, oh, I got to do work now? Like, yeah, the purchase is just the start. You got to like do the work after the purchase. What happens is when they're in the middle, they're asking, how do I go faster? I should hire a coach or consultant. How do I relieve the pain? I should hire a coach or consultant. How can I make this easier for me? Right? They're asking the right questions that lead to buying behaviors. And I think there were a couple. How can I make this more fun? How do I find a path already laid? Right? They're asking this question that you have the solution for. Next distinction is transformation versus improvement. 1 degree shifts are more meaningful to people experiencing success than 360 complete transformations. If you told me and came to me and said, I'm going to transform your entire business, I would say, why? It's working for me. But if you came to me and you said, I want to give you a 1% improvement on your conversion rate, well, that's tens of thousands of dollars for me. Of course, I want that 1 degree, 1% improvement. Some people sell complete transformations when what people are looking for is that 1% improvement. Transformations are really difficult. Improvement is a lot easier. So in your programs, when you're looking at how you're marketing your programs on your podcasts, instead of talking about complete transformations, say, hey, we're going to get you started. And this is the real result you're going to get. And it's going to impact this part of your life. And then you'll be ready for the next step, right? So 1 degree shifts are super handholding versus direction. high ticket group coaching. And that's what I teach is group coaching because it's scalable. But whether it's one-on-one group coaching, whatever it is for you, consultations, high ticket buyers don't want you to hold their hands. My favorite clients are clients who've come to the calls who say, hey, here's my problem. Here's the three solutions I've tried. What do you think I should do next? Rather than, hey, I don't know what to do. What should I do? I haven't tried anything. Wait, you want me to do that? Can you do it with me? Right. And it's almost like you're dragging them to success as opposed to they're driven. They're going to succeed anyways. And they just hired you to go faster. One thing I tell all of my clients is you have to care about your results way more than I do. I will not work with you if I care about your results more than you do. They're your results. 10 years from now, you're going to experience the benefits of those results or the guilt of not doing it, the regret of not doing it. I will carry that burden. You do. It's your life. And so I tell my client, I'll care about you deeply, but your results are your own. So you have to show up showing me that you care, right? Showing me that you want this. And so you want to make sure that you're communicating in your podcasts, in your coach and your sales calls. I'm not here to hold your hand. I'm here to give you direction. Something I also tell my clients is I work with people who are going to succeed anyways, with or without me. I'm not a silver bullet. You're going to succeed. I'm here to simply help you get faster, or I'm here to model it for you so you don't have to figure it out yourself. Right. My favorite clients, this is what they say. I don't need handholding. I'm self-motivated. I would be successful without you either way because I'm willing to do the work. I'm working with you because I want access to you, your community, your insight, your experience. I don't need you to save me. I need you to lead me. I have been here. Let me tell you something. I've been here where I want to save everybody, but I am not a savior. I'm the worst savior you'll have, but I can lead you. I can say, hey, let's go this. What do you think about this? And so some of you, I want to encourage you to step into a new level of leadership instead of being the savior to your clients. Otherwise, they become dependent on you for their success and you rob them of the ability to succeed on her.
Wow. Okay. Who else needed to hear that? Can I hear some hands going up? And hopefully you are able to grasp how important getting this part right is. Being able to speak to and call out our dream buyers, because getting them onto a sales call is one thing. But if we can't master how we actually talk to them, we're not going to be able to make the sale. But perhaps we can make the sale, but we're making them to the wrong people, which means lack of results and unhappiness for you and them. Now, the great news for you is that Sean didn't just stop there. Nope. He also went into his 5 tips to getting those sales calls booked quickly. And so what I'm going to do is include that as a second bonus clip for this episode, which you can also grab from the show notes. So head over to the show notes and get those 2 bonus clips, one on how to translate his high profit referral system to a podcast and get our listeners into our sales process, and the other on his 5 tips to getting those sales calls booked quickly. Okay, now could you tell from all the things that Sean shared just in this episode that he is all about giving and providing value? Yep, which is why I am so excited to announce that Sean Q will be a speaker at our first ever Capshobians Live event in Orlando, Jan 23rd to 24th of 2024. Yes, he and a dozen expert speakers will be going deep on a piece of an overall strategy to help you as an expert entrepreneur grow your audience without any ad spend, monetize that audience, and keep them coming back for more. So what are you even waiting for? If you want to start 2024 off with a bang, then head over to capshobianslive.com. That's capshobianslive.com. And if you want to learn more about Sean or get in touch,
you go to heyseanq.com. That's my personal website. You can email me, Sean at heyseanq.com.
Those links are in the show notes, and I encourage you to reach out to Sean if you need any help with your sales. My name is Deidre Shen, and this is the Grow My Podcast Show. And as always, stay awesome.